Okay, we're starting now. Derek, we miss you.
Derek can't hear.
This one's for you.
Derek!
Okay. What?
Yeah, you're holding
that white torch. Okay, right. Let's go. So we'll do questions 19 through 24, and I think tomorrow Revy's going to be finishing all the way through. So this is the last of a marathon for me. So I've enjoyed the process so far.
Take us home.
Maybe I'll take us home. We'll see tomorrow. Okay, let's get started. So mevuor beGemara heyam beis dehochasa kreish lakish ein halove neima lomar particha betohu zmani mishum dechazaka avid inish depar begozimni, right, that a person wouldn't pay within the zman of his loan. Fine. So v'kasha haksiv al pi shnei edin yakum davar, right, that we know that sling is established by having two edin there. V'heyach efshel hotzi mamon al pi chazaka. So how is this chazaka of someone wouldn't pay in betoch zman? How does that allow us to then take money from this guy and we assume he didn't pay yet? How can we say the chazaka of ein adam pareya betoch zmano? How is that allowing us to exact payment from this guy? When the case of the wall fell, and he has to help contribute now for Dalet Amos. So ma tirtzu al zeh hamarik v'akovet shir. So I guess I'm going to go a little deeper into the marik. Rebbe said you don't really know this for the Bechina, but I feel like the distinction he sets up is nice. And then we'll see the Kovet Shirim, and then we'll go to the next question. So Ma'arik says that there are roves, that there are some roves. I mean, this is a case of a rove, right? That rove people won't pay it within the zman of the loan. So that sometimes there are actually roves that we do follow, right? Even without al pi she'edim yakum davar. So when is that so? Rish Lakish says. But by Rish Lakish, who says that rove won't pay betoch zmano? It must be that there are situations where we say this concept of rove de'alim, when it's a super strong rove, when the rove has teeth, when the rove is super strong, then we're actually gonna follow it, and that's what's at play over here. And I think the distinction that Ma'arik set up was so why does this make sense? Like, what situation we wouldn't necessarily follow a chazaka by cheskas haguf, right? Let's say the woman claims that she was a cheskas besula, and then she was ones, and she was raped, right? And then he wants to divorce her on this. The question is, what is she going to get? Is she going to get the 200 for the ksuba, which would be the amount for a basula, or does she get the 100, which is the case when she wasn't a basula and now she's getting divorced? How much money do we have to give? So we say that this chazaka is a chazaka de meikara, based on what she was prior, and we're not going to be motzi mamon based on that chazaka. However, in our case, when it's a rove de alim, when the rove is so strong, then we're going to be able to follow that rove, and then we're going to say that we're going to be able to take the money begozimni. Therefore, we'd say that one isn't neiman to pay within the zman of the loan. Now, the next answer is the Kovet Shiurim, who says that he gives an example. He says by Huxa Kafrin, by Amalva, he is not believed to say Parati. He's not believed to say that I paid already. So is there a chazaka that he won't pay? Maybe he'll pay at some point in time. Maybe he's just gonna pay later. We said no, his taina is like a taina suffik. And we say that if there's a cheskaschia, right? We're not saying that the chazaka that makes this guy still have to pay, the chazaka that's making us be motzi mamon from him in this situation is not the chazaka of in adam pareya b'toch zmano, and therefore we're allowed to take money from him. Rather, it's the cheskaschia, right? This guy is obligated to pay up the loan, and therefore if there's a cheskaschia and he only has a taina suffik and his taina is super weak, then we say ein suffik motzi midei vadai. And it's not like the Maharik that rove people that rove, and therefore based on that rove de'alim, the strong rove that in adam pareya b'toch zmano, then we're going to be motzi the mamon. Rather, what's at play over here is that there's this ches kaschiyav, and that's going to knock out his taina suffik, and that's what the Kovet Shiurim says, and that's why we'd say that you're allowed to be motzi mamon from this guy even without edim, because we assume that he did not pay with that the ches kaschiyav is going to carry the day lefi the Kovet Shiurim. So now moving on to question 20. Kesad Evin HaGriz at the Klal L'Stam Halva Shloshim Yom Das HaRambam. And then we're going to bring three nafkaminas to what he says. Okay, so I think a lot of guys were struggling on this with during Seder today, so hopefully I spoke at Rebbe. Hopefully I have it clear so I can deliver it in a coherent way so we can all be ready for the Bechina. So we said that the Rambam... What? The Rambam takes the approach of the Bach. So what does that mean? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in Hilchos Malveh Veloveh, Perikud Gimel, Halacha Hei. The Rambam said that Stam Halva, you can't be Toveya for 30 days, because based on the Torah, there's this din that you can't be Toveya for all 30 days. However, if you made a Tanai, that he should be able to be Toveya whenever he wants. And he can be Toveya within Shloshim Yom as well. Right? If there's a Tanai, even though we say usually Stam Halva, you cannot be Toveya. So if there's a Tanai, then allowed to be Toveya. And why is that so? What allows you to be motzi the mamon if you make a tanai that you're allowed to that you make a tanai with this loan that the guy's allowed to claim? What allows you to take within Shloshim Yom? We said it's a tanai shib mamon, right? There's a tanai in the mamon which allows you to take to collect from the loan earlier. So we asked, the Brisker Rav asked a question of the Rambam. He says, why does the Rambam feel the need to say, that by Stam Halva it's not going to work, yet if you make a Tanai Shem Mamon, then it is going to work. Why is that the distinction he's working with? There's a much easier distinction the Rambam could have made. And what is that distinction? He could have said, when you make a Tanai, right, now there's a Chiyuv, and therefore you can collect within the Zman. By Stam Halva, there is no Chiyuv till the 30 days are up. And therefore you can't be Toveya within the 30 days. The Rambam should have said much more simply that it's all a din of is there a chiyav or not. With by Sam Halva there is no chiyav because we have to wait till the 30 days. But when you make a when you're Toveya, when you make a Tanai, then you can be Toveya within 30 because there taka is a chiyav. That would have been a much easier and a much better distinction to make. So why did the Rambam not make that distinction? Or what's going on here with the Rambam? The Brisker Rav explains. So why did the Rambam say Tanai Mamon instead of Chiyav Mamon? The Rambam is really showing that they must have held that there's a Chiyav Mamon by Stam Halva as well. That the Rambam couldn't make the distinction that there is Chiyav Mamon here and not Chiyav Mamon there. He really felt that there's a Chiyav Mamon both by Stam Halva and by the case of the Tanai. So what's going on over here? I mean, it's a nice idea that there's no difference between the Tanai and Stam, and there's both a Chiyuv, but we still have a lot of issues we have to work out. The first issue is by Stam Halva. The question is, what do we do with the Torah stipulates that you can't be Toveya within 30 days. So we're saying that by Stam Halva, right? He said there is a chiyuv to pay, right? I mean, there's a chiyuv, and therefore you really could make the guy pay up earlier, right? There is a chiyuv within Shloshim Yom. But there's a side thing, but the Torah says you can't be Toveya within 30 days, so therefore you're not. But there still is there's a dormant chiyuv that still exists over here. However, by Tanai, the chiyuv is there, and it's present. So what do we say? So we still have an issue, though, right? Because we're saying that, okay, by Tanai, there is a chiyuv. But what about the Torah? The Torah says you can't stipulate with it within 30 days. I mean, it's nice that we made a Tanai, but the Torah says don't do that. So we said we must view. Rabbi said that the Brisker Rav is saying is that we view this Tanai as a type of mechila, that by making this Tanai, the guy is almost being mochel, and that's what allows you to be Toveya within the 30 days, even though the Torah says you shouldn't be doing it. So that's the Brisker Rav, and that there's really a chiyuv mamon at play. Even within 30 days, the Torah says you can't be Toveya. So now we brought three different nafkamines, this idea of do we say there's a chiyuv mamon? Meaning if I have a loan that's going to be due 30 days from now, do we say there's a chiyuv mamon within those 30 days? So we have to figure out, is there's an idea, do we say there's an isser or some kind of chiyuv within the time you're supposed to be paying? So we brought three different nafkamines to this episode. The one is that we just said, Neman halva lomar p'ticha p'tofsmano, right? That's what we kind of shelled out a second ago about to say someone's believed to pay b'tofsmano, and that would depend if we say there's a chiyuv within or not, and that would also be like the Rambam. But the other two nafkaminas that we're going to go into now is the first one is shvius, right? So let's say the case is that if you have a stam halva, which is going to be due in 30 days, and it's 20 days before Shemitah. Will Shemitah be Meshamet? You know that Shemitah usually is Meshamet, it cuts off the loan. So we say the Shemitah is going to work if there's a stam halva 20 days before Shemitah. So we said it's a machlokas, the Bach and the Rishash. The Bach says, yes, Shemitah is going to be Meshamet, and this loan is going to be canceled. So why is the Bach say this? He says, Ki adayin yish iser lo yigos, right? If there's this equation, if there's an isser of lo yigos, there's an isser of lo yigos means that you're not allowed to force the guy. You can't you know, agitate him and make him want to pay more. Then we say that the shmita is going to be mishamit. So he says that even within these 30 days, there's isser of lo yigos still at play within these 30 days, and therefore we're going to say it's going to be mishamit. However, the Rashash says no. He ain't chiyav to shloshim yom, because there's no chiyav within the shloshim yom, and therefore, because there's no chiyav within the shloshim yom, there's nothing to be mishamet on. There's no chiyav at all, and that's the Rashash. And the third nafkamina, you know, because we already kind of said three. We said the neman halava lamar pachacha particha tofsmano. So the last one is an idea of being toface. Can you be toface from the guy who owes you stuff? So the Tumim says there's an isser of doing such, but the tfisa is still going to be moelis. It's still going to be a good tfisa. And why would that make sense? Why would the tfisa, even though it's usher to do this, why would the tfisa still be a good tfisa? Because we say there still is a chiyav, even toch the zman of the loan, right? There's still some kind of chiyav, and therefore even though it's usher to do, the tfisa is still going to be a good tfisa because there's a chiyav. However, the Rashash would seemingly say there is no chiyav, and therefore it would not be the tfisa would not work, and it's also usher as well. So that's all that question. Moving on to 21. So Amar Reish Lakish Hakoveya Zman Lechaveiro Amar Lo Praticha B'Tok Zmani Eino Neman. So he says that they're not going to be neman. If the guy makes the claim that I paid, if I paid already. So Be'ez Mikra Mayri Reish Lakish. B'tavo la'achar hazman, b'tavo b'yom b'shalim zinnei, o kish'omer halva ma'atzva b'toch hazman, l'das ha'tos b'ramban v'lama. So the question was, what's the case that we're dealing with over here when the guy is coming claiming that I paid already? What's that situation? So the Tosfos says the case is as follows: is that the guy comes bab is mano, he comes b'tzarayim, he comes in the evening, and what's the claim that he makes? He says particha b'toch zmani, I paid already. And that's the claim he's making, right? He comes in the evening and says I paid already. And what's the taina tova? What's the taina that he could have made that was better? He could have said particha yom. I paid earlier in the day. I mean, we're going to get this into this in the next question. But side point. The Tosfos is saying the guy is coming bab izmano. He's coming in the evening of the day when the loan is due. The Ramban says no. The case is really ba b'toch hazman, and he said it at that moment. Meaning, the guy actually came during the time of the loan, and then he came at the time of the loan, and then he said, like, I'm paying up this loan right now, and that's how the Ramban understands the situation. That he's actually coming. That the guy actually came and made his claim during the time of the loan itself. So how do we understand this? Why does Tosfos feel the need to say how he says? What's going on over here? So for that, even though I think Rebbe didn't quote it on the bottom, we use the Ran to explain what's going on over here. So he said that you might think that if you're Toveya la'achar azman, and you say Particha b'toch zmani, maybe that would be the situation. Maybe that's the case we're dealing with over here. And the case is where he came la'achar hazman, and he said Particha b'toch zmani. We said that can't be the case. And why is that so? Because we're going to discuss that later. So it can't be that Reish Lakish is discussing a case that's going to happen later. He's discussing a different case. And you also can't say that it's Ba'amar in Toch Zmani, like the Ramban. You know, why can't you say like the Ramban? Then the Gemara should have said the Amira comes Toch Zman, right? The Gemara should have said that the Amira is going to be couched with coming to Toch Zman. But the Gemara doesn't mention that. The fact that the Gemara only says praticha b'toch zmani, right, when that's the claim the guy's making, because he didn't come, he's not coming b'toch zmani, but he's making a taina about toch zmani. And that's what's happening over here. Okay, so next question, 22. So, Masai Mowil Migo Dehaaza Liftor Mimamo L'dasa Tosfos L'dasa Ramban V'lama. Okay. So Tosfos, the case that he was dealing with was, as I mentioned before, is that he comes bab izmano, he comes in the evening, and the taina reya that he makes is particha b'toch zmani, and he's believed by that because he could have said particha yom, and he's mentioned that's amigo da aza. So the question is, does that work over here? Now Tosfos says this would be a believable claim, right? Because it is a taina tova. However, it's a chutzpah dika claim. It's a migu da'aza, and therefore you won't be ne'eman in this situation. And we brought our raya to Tosfos. And what was our raya to Tosfos? Baba Basra, Lamed Vavam, and Aleph said that there's a case of some goats that ate some kind of grain, and the Nizak, the one who is damaged, grabs the Ezim, he grabs the goats, and was towing and said that they ate X amount of Seorim, but I want more money. We say that since he, and the question is, why is he able to make a claim? Why is he able to claim for that he want a higher amount for the Seorah? How does that make any sense? So the Gemara explained that we said that since he could have said, the Ezim are lekuchim biyadi, these goats are actually belong to me because they're in his rishus, because said, oh, these goats are belong to me, we allow it to be neman for tuva. We allow this to be neman for tuva. We see over here that migo actually da'aza would work tipater for mamon. So this is pro Tosfos. This would be against Tosfos. This is saying that migo da'aza actually would work. And Tosfos is saying that migo da'aza does not work. And we asked another question on Tosfos. We said that we see A, this case of Baba Basra, Lamed Vav, also the Mishnah and Ksuvis also seem to apply that Migo does, it does work, right? Where is that? What's that case? The Yeshua asks, what happens if Reuven says that his Sadeh belonged to your father, but I bought it from him, a couple years ago. So in this situation, Reuven would be Naaman. So why is that so? Why is he Naaman? The Gemara says he's the ped that was Maaser, and therefore he's the ped that's Matir. His mouth was the one who dug himself into a hole, but he also his mouth is also the one that's going to save him. So and what's the Migo that's a player? Migo di Bayi Shasik. He didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to say anything, and therefore he's believed because he did say something. So this is a Migo da Aza because the son admitted that it belongs to the father, and the other guy still claims that it belongs to his, and this works. So we see that there are many situations, either the case of Baba Basra, Mevav, and Aleph, or the Mishnah Ksuvis, where we see that Migo da Aza does taka work. So what's going on with Tosfos? How can he say that Migo da Aza doesn't work? So for this, we need to bring in the Truma Sakari. So he explains that it's really an exception in our case. That maybe Tosfos really does think that Migo da'aza would work in Ksuvis and would work in Lam Vav and Aleph, but by our case it's different. And we're going to see. So we have to look at the two tainas the guy is making, right? According to Tosfos, the first taina is Parasicha betoch mani that I paid earlier, and that's the taina reya, and the taina tuva, and the better taina they can make is parasicha hayom. So both of these tainas are really on attack, are getting attacked in our case. The taina of parasicha betoch mani, right? What's attacking that taina? There's a chazaka that's attacking that taina because there's a chazaka dein adam parea betoch hazman. So that first taina is already getting weakened. It's already getting attacked, and the second taina, the taina tuva, is also getting wrecked as well because of the migo da'aza, because it's a chutz b'dika claim. So therefore, in this situation, both tainas of the migo, the taina reya and the taina tuva, are both getting destroyed. So therefore, in this situation, the migo da'aza is not going to be able to carry the day. But he would agree that Mishnah Ksuvis and the Gemara Baba Basra that Migo da'aza would work in that situation. The Ramban says, I mean, we're going to get this into later about this whole idea of Birur and Mammon and stuff like that. So this is more, but that's in the next question. But at this point, the Ramban says that by Mammon, Migo da'aza is going to be a good Migo. And we'll see in a second. I want to get into the COVID Shurim now, but just the past, the Ramban says the Birur of Mammon is a good Migo. So just in summary, we said a lot over here, but in summary, Tosfos says that Migo da'aza usually works, just dafka, not in the face of a chazaka, right? When our taina reya, when the taina that you're making is getting knocked out by a chazaka, the migo da'aza is not gonna be able to stand on 2 feet, and that was the truma sakari. Well, the Ramban says no, it works by mama. Okay, so now in this next question, we're gonna develop a little more. So what's behind? It's like through our development of how we understand the difference between shvua and Mammon, that's kind of how we get to understand, what's going on with Mammon as well for the Ramban. So that's why I didn't want to say too much yet. But we said, so now let's go to question 23. Hayim Moel Migo Da'aza Liftor Mishvua. So we say that Migo da Aza works to be poter Ashvua, v'tein raya lekach. So the case that we're dealing with over here is the case involving Metzia Gimel Amar Aleph. And the case was a case of Modeh Miksas. The guy admits that he owes, you know, half the amount, let's say, and he's being kofir. He's admitting that he owes on part of it. So the question was, if he would have been kofir bakol, he'd be patur completely. So Rabbah explained that the yisod of Modeh Miksas is where one doesn't have the money now and lies a bit to delay paying right away. He feels the financial pressure and evades payment. Therefore, we put him on a shvua. We make this guy make a shvua. But the question was, what is Rabbah saying over here? I mean, this guy had a very good claim to make. This guy who said Modeh Miksas, why don't we believe him from that claim? Because what's the Migo? He said the Taina Reya is Modeh Miksas, but he could have said, Migo, he could have said Kofer Bakol, and therefore he would have been Patur completely. So what's going on over here? So Rabbah's answer is that he can't be Neman b'Migo, but because it's Ha'aza. In this situation, it's a ha'aza, and therefore we're going to make him take a shvua. So what's the ha'aza over here? Why is this a migo da'aza, and therefore we make him take a shvua? Because this guy did him a favor, right? He gave him a loan. And then for you to say, be kofer bakol, and say, you know, I never had a loan at all, that's being chutzpahdik. This guy was doing you a favor. The malva was doing you a favor. He said, oh, you need a loan, I'll help you out. And you being kofer bakol, that's a huge chutzpah. So therefore, what do we say over here? The question was, Zemigo da Aza worked a putra from a shvua. We see from the Gemara of Metzia, and Tosfos, where he understands Rabbah, he would say that it does not work. And the shvua, and you're still going to need to make a shvua. So be'er achilak ben mamon l'shvua l'fi Tosfos l'fi Ramban. So for this, we needed to use the Kovet Shirim and Rabbeinu Yonah for the Ramban. So the Kovet Shirim had said that there are really two aspects. There are two parts, two ways to understand Migo. The first way is an idea of a biror, of anan zahadeh, of mali l'shaker. And what does that mean? I said a lot of you know, buzzwords. But what does that actually mean? So the way biror means is that I make claim X, and from the fact that I could have made claim Y, which is what we usually understand Migo, that I made claim X, I could have made claim Y, and claim Y is so much better, therefore it's a biror, it clarifies itself how because I could have made Y and I said X, it must be that X is true. That's like the classic way we usually understand Migo. But there's a second understanding of Migo as well. And that's that your first taina that you're making is strong in its own right, that's ki'ilu like the second taina. I mean, you have a taina reya and a taina tova, so that your taina reya has the koach taina, and it's ki'ilu like you made a taina tova. And that's the second way of understanding Migo. So the question was, how does this play out with Migo da'aza? How does this play out in Shvua? So what is Tosfos going to say? He's going to say that Migo da'aza works by Mamon and not by Shvua. By Mamon, there is Nemanos with the Koach HaTaina, right? And that works out just fine. However, how does it work out by Shvua? So by Shvua, we don't... What's happening with Shvua? The case of Shvua is that we don't trust you. So we need a shvua to be mevarer your taina as emes. We need you to make a shvua that what you're saying is actually true. Therefore, should migo work by makam shvua? If I have a biror in the migo, then I wouldn't need a shvua at all. If my second claim was so great that it was going to help my first claim, that would be awesome. However, if I'm missing that first element, and my second taina is ha'aza, right? Then it's not going to be able to be mevara my first taina, and therefore it's not going to work with makam shvua. What we're saying here is that mamon has this koach taina, but the issue with shvua is that shvua needs a biror, and it's not going to have that in the case of migo da'aza. Okay, so that was al Tosos. So what's the Ramban going to say back? So for that we needed Rabbeinu Yonah. So what's Rabbeinu Yonah saying? What does he say? Because really, Mamon has a biror as well, and we thought it was that the way we were understanding the Tosfos was that it was that Mamon has a koach hataina, and Shvua is lacking a biror, and it needs a biror in order to work. according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, he says that's not what's at play over here. Really, Mammon actually does have a birur, and Shvuah does not. That's why it's going to work by Mammon and not by Shvuah. So what does that mean? So why does that make sense? So we said by Mammon, what's happening? We believe the Taina Reya, because the Taina Tuva, right? Even though the Taina Tuva is a Migo de Haza, because the guy by Mammon is willing to lie, and this guy could be a Goslin, right? He's willing to lie and get the money no matter what. We assume he's a Goslin, and he would lie. Therefore, we believe it's Taina Reya right now. Meaning that the Taina Tuva would have been so much better for him to say. I mean, we assume this guy's a liar, and he's going to want to make that crazier claim. And therefore, Dafka by Mammon, because he is a Goslin, and because he could have made that claim, he's willing to go above and beyond, then we're gonna believe it's Taina Reya, because if he's a Goslin, he would have made that crazier claim. However, by Shvuah, that's not what's at play over here. By Shvuah, we don't think he's a Goslin. Rather, we assume he's trying to buy time. Therefore, this person wouldn't be chutzpahdik either, and he wouldn't have been chutzpahdik and made that Taina Tuva. Therefore, this person wouldn't be chutzpahdik either, and wouldn't be believed by the Taina Reya in the face of the Taina Tuva. I mean, if it's all working within Biro, right, and the fact that your Taina Tova is so believable, if we're going to believe your Taina Reya, right? But over here, we assume that by a shvua, a guy wouldn't have the nerve, wouldn't have the guts to make that Taina Tuva. So therefore, chutzpah by Mammon carries the day, and that's why we're going to believe his Taina Reya in the face of the bearer of his Taina Tuva. But that's not necessarily going to work by shvua. And now, moving on to our last question. This one, I think, is nice after having like five super hard questions. We get to end a very heavy day today. We're able to end off on a lighter note. So we said that Abaye and Rava hold that Sovrim Shenemana Love Liton Particha Batochazmani Shum Da'avid Inish De Para Begozimni. Right? They said that one actually taka would pay Begozimni. Kihechi De Lo Tardos, because he wouldn't have the pressure of having to know this loan's hanging on my head. I want to get rid of it right away and pay up right away. So Vakasha Damai Bishira Sepedion Abenam Rinan Adam Pareb Tochazman. Meaning, why do Abaye and Rava say that by a loan we would say that the person is Neman to say they pay Betochazman? If by Pedion Aben and Schiros we assume that he's not going to pay Betochazman. So what's happening over here? What's the difference between Schiros and Pedion Aben versus Malve? So for this, we brought three different shitas to understand this the chiluk. The first one is Tosfos. Tosfos says that by schiras of pidyon haben, the chiyuv isn't birur that's actually going to come, right? Maybe the house is going to fall down. Maybe by pidyon haben, the baby is going to die. So therefore, because the chiyuv isn't clear, we're not necessarily going to believe you to pay b'toch hazman. However, by Malve, what's happening? The chiyuv is baror that's going to come, right? It's clear that eventually you're going to have to pay up. Therefore, in that situation, you would be neman to pay. You would be neman to pay b'toch hazman according to Abaye and Rava. The second shot is the Rashba. Rashba says by schiras, the chiyuv hasn't been chal yet. The chiyuv is only going to be chal at the end of the month. Also, by Pidyon Haben, the chiyuv is only going to be chal once you reach those 30 days. But by the Malve, the chiv is chal the second you make the loan. The second you say that this loan is happening, either it's going to be stam alva 30 days, or in this case you're being koveya azman, and then therefore the chiv is chal right away. So therefore the chiv is chal right away, you would be neman, and there is going to be that pressure to pay up. But by the schiras, there isn't going to be that pressure there isn't going to be any tirda to pay because there wasn't any chiv yet. Also, just backing up with Tosfos also, I didn't mention this by Tosfos, but by the schiras, right? If it's not barer, then there's no tirda to pay. But by the malva, when there is a tirda because the chiyuv is barer, then you're going to want to pay. I didn't mention that for Tosfos. My apologies. But now let's go to the third shita. The shita Mikbaitas quotes the Raibid for a final understanding of the difference between schiras and pidyon haben. So the Raibid says that by malva, this guy was doing you a chesed. He gave you a loan. So therefore, you're going to want to pay up earlier. There's like a part of you that's like, I want to pay up earlier. So therefore, by a malva, a guy is going to be believed to pay up earlier because we assume this guy wants to do a chesed for the guy who did him a chesed. He's going to want to pay him back as soon as possible. So therefore, he would be neman to pay earlier. However, what's at play by schiras and pidyon haben? So the Rabbit kind of mentioned two different ideas. Or the Shimon Gevetz is quoting the Rabbit, mentioned two different ideas. One is that lo chal achiyav, the chiyav hasn't been chal yet. Therefore, kind of working within this idea of tirda at the same time, right? That they're only going to feel pressure when the chiyav is chal. And also, there's no real chesed to pay up earlier. You don't feel a need to like a chesed to pay the kohen right now. You can pay any kohen you want. So there's no like what's the inherent chesed of paying up your rent earlier? It's more like a transactional kind of thing. It comes every month. What chesed are you doing to the land to the person who owns your apartment by paying up early? So that's why that wouldn't necessarily apply by schiras, but by malveh there is a chesed. I guess we'll stop here. Bye.